Inspired action is something that it occurs to you, it comes to you in some way, and almost in a moment that you hear it, it feels good to you. It feels like an aha or a, oh, I haven't thought of that. It has a strong sense of positive emotion attached to it. Often, it feels like a solution. It's like, oh, yes, now I can do that.
Yeah,
you could use a lot of different words to describe it, but we felt it in your energy as you were expressing the words in your description just now. And we are happy to talk with you about that. We were visiting with a woman one day who was doing some underwater photography with very thick lenses in her glasses and complaining about it, and someone in her life had offered to pay for an eye surgery. And she was feeling all controverted about it because she had been listening to us for a while and was believing that it was her responsibility to get her thoughts lined up and create everything through thought. So she thinks that what that means is all healings, all improvements in one life should come not from action of any kind, but only from thought. And we said, if you're going to carry that to an extreme, then we think we will see you at your stove today banging rocks together to make fire. In other words, there is nothing wrong with benefiting by the evolution of the environment in which you are living. And so the only rule of thumb that we're encouraging is line up the energy, feel the inspiration, and then take the action. Don't take the action looking for the inspiration.
Okay.
Good.
Got it. Okay, the other question is very different. So I feel like I communicate with lots of different beings and whales and dolphins, but also my inner guidance and also extraterrestrials. But sometimes I'm not sure if it's a loving extraterrestrial presence or if it's my inner guidance, and maybe it doesn't matter, but I want to know how I can tell the difference. And also, there's another piece to this too, is that I've started, like, my visual field is really changing, and I see lots of sparkles, and I see flashes of light, and it feels good when that happens, and I just want to know what that's about.
First, let us remind you that the way you receive these blocks of thought is not auditory. It's a unconscious interpretation of a vibration that causes a thought to occur to you. And when you translate the block of thought into something auditory, as Esther is doing, we would call you a verbal translator. As you are receiving blocks of thought and translating it into visual things, then you are a visual translator or a seer. And if it is happening quite a bit to you, it means that you are beginning to interpret vibration. And those are just the beginning of that. In other words, those flashes are you receiving a block of thought that you're translating. It's important to understand that it isn't that non-physical is putting something out there in the air that anyone can see. It's that there is a vibration there that becomes visible to you because of the alignment that you are achieving. You see. Mm-hmm. And very often people are experiencing some of both. In other words, it's a wonderful thing to receive blocks of thought that you can translate into words or meaning at the same time that you are seeing visual images. Our strongest encouragement to you is don't try to make it happen. Understand that it has been set into motion. It is something that you've intended. It is unfolding naturally. And let your work, and we are saying the same thing again and again because it's always the same answer to these questions, put yourself in a place of allowing it to come. And let it be not something that you try to do. Anytime, think about the difference between trying to make something happen, which is clearly upstream, even affecting a healing is an upstream thought, or allowing it in this trusting way. And we want to continue to say to you that when you see this stream as we see it, when you understand that everything that you've been living has caused all of this to be there waiting for you, and that Source is calling you forward toward it, and you are working to release resistance and allowing yourself to go, as you are beginning to close that gap, then more and more of those flashes and sparkles begin to turn into things that are even more meaningful. But in the